My name is Gina Grimm, and I'm interviewing Mr. Reginald Jokey at 96 Sunnyside, My House. Today's date is November 8th, 1996. Our interview will be focused on memories at the school board members at Champion School. Thank you. Just on. Okay. When and where were you born?
I was born in Nagani in 1929, August of 1929.
Okay. Did you and your family have TV or radio when you were young?
We had a radio, but we didn't get TV until about 1945, I believe it was.
What was your occupations as a young boy?
The only as a young boy, I had to make sure that we had firewood for the winter. My father passed away he got killed in a motorcycle accident when I was only 11. So I was responsible to make sure we had wood through the winter months. Mm-hmm. So that basically was my summer chore, plus picking potatoes. And I worked while going to school briefly at a hardware store in Nagani.
Hmm. Did you have any music that you like best?
Currently, right now, I like country western. Mm-hmm. That's my favorite.
Did you have lots of different kinds of gum and candy? If so, how much were they?
No, didn't have hardly, to be quite frank, I didn't have hardly any gum and candy when I can recall going to school. Mm-hmm. That's, you're talking about when I was going to school in Nagani?
Mm-hmm.
No.
Did you have lots of different kinds? What do you know about the fire hall?
Which one? This?
Yeah.
I don't know too much about it other than that I have met there occasionally because I'm on a school committee besides being on a school board, and we've met a couple of times at the fire hall in the community building.
How long have you been connected to Champion?
Well, I moved to Champion, I believe it was about 1973 or 74. We had a large number of children. I mean, huge family. Huge family. So we found a farm in Humboldt, and we moved out there, and I'm glad we did. We wound up with 15 children. My last youngest one right now is her birthday today, by the way, Nemia. Mm-hmm. And she's the last one from our school, mm-hmm. or from our family, to graduate from high school next summer.
That's good.
Yeah.
What year did you get married?
I was married twice.
Really?
Yeah, I was married the first when I was in the Marine Corps. I got called back in the Marine Corps in 1950. And I was married just before I got called back in. And we had two children. And then I went on the Detroit Police Force after I got out a year later. And we got divorced. And then I met my wife, Carol, my present wife. In Nagani, and we got married in September 20th, 1954. I think I got that right.
Can you remember any Pacific child that made a lot of trouble?
No, we've been very fortunate. Very fortunate, and I don't know what the combination is. And a very loving wife, I think, or, you know, a very patient wife that stayed home all the time. She didn't work out, and I worked out. I worked in the mines 38 years. I've always had a job. I've never drawn unemployment, and the wife was always home with the children. And we never had what you would want to call a scrapper in that, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I can remember one son, Earl. And he works for EDS and General Motors right now as an accountant.
Mm-hmm.
But I remember him as a little boy, about maybe 4 years old, one time when I was scolding him for something he had done. He didn't dare sass back to me, mm-hmm. but he let spit dribble down his chin, you know, to challenge me. So I just had to turn around and walk away because it was... But no troublemakers whatsoever.
Hmm. Well, did you make any discipline at the Champion School for the kids?
No, I want something to be understood. My oldest son, Paul Jokey, was the last graduating class from Champion, 1974, I think it was. And my second oldest son, Kim, was the first student council president at New School, Westwood.
Oh, that's fine.
Yeah, and then I had another son, Randy, who was a student council president about 4 or 5 years later. But didn't really have that much going on affiliated with Champion, because the Champion School my kids went from Champion to Westwood, the ones that we had, and then when we started having more, they were going to Champion, they were going to Ely, they were going, you know, scattered. But I got on the school board about, I think it was 1975 or 76, 76 maybe, and I was on there for 12 years. And I got off, and I was on again to Phil Almarajo when he passed away, filled his position, and I was off again, and now this is my second year. So I'm working on my 15th year as a school board member.
Hmm. As a parent, can you describe some of the things about Champion that other people talked about and the people remembered?
No, that's where I'm going to steer you to talk to my sister-in-law,
mm-hmm.
Mary, because she's lived in Champion all her life. And her father, I talked to her on the phone, and her father, I believe, has all kinds of photos of her mother. And I already called her for you.
Okay.
And made that clear.
That's my teacher wanted us to find more people.
Exactly, and that's why I think, you know, I don't know how valuable this will be, but I'm still going to steer you to Mary Jokey.
Okay. That's good. Can you explain any programs that your children attended?
Oh, programs?
Yeah.
My kids, this being the 15th one graduating from our school district, all my boys, Paul was on the basketball team, Duke and Jacob, and he was their coach at the end there. My son, Kim, was on the first wrestling team at Westwood. But all my five remaining sons, we'll say six, I got seven sons, six of them were all on the wrestling team. They all, year after year after year, was on the wrestling team.
Oh.
And, you know, and what I liked about that is that you couldn't blame anybody else about, well, if you would have given me the ball,
okay.
Or if you would have did this, we could have won. When you wrestle, when you have your nose to the mat, whose fault? It's your own fault.
Yeah.
So that's what I used to enjoy. Even when my boys would come home, they'd say, well, I have to get in better shape. I have to get in better shape. They recognized it was their own fault. And that's what I liked about wrestling program.
As a school board member, what was your duties for the children at Champion?
Well, see, when I got on a school board, the new school district already had been consolidated. When I first moved in the district in 72 or 73, these were all separate schools yet.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it was around 74 then when they start talking about consolidation or in that neighborhood, that time period.
Mm-hmm.
So then, after they consolidated, it was about a year or two after that is when I decided to run for the school board. So I don't know what the school board duties particularly applied to Champion, because when I got on there, it was already a consolidated district.
What was the most difficult thing about working as a school board member?
Budgets. Oh, budgets. That's always the problem. It seemed like we're always cutting. And your resources, where you get your money from, keeps dwindling. For instance, busing. We used to get reimbursed about 60-some percent for busing. The busing is still the same, but now we only get reimbursed for 30, about 38%. So that's less money. But it still comes out of the general fund. That's one thing. That's just one thing. And then another thing that becomes a problem more and more is special education, because we educate everybody, and that budget keeps getting bigger and bigger and bigger. So.
It's budgets.
Budget, definitely.
What was the most rewarding thing about the school board?
I don't know if I can even answer that. I don't know what to call rewarding. It seems like they're always in trouble. But, but when you resolve the problem, when the district decided to pass millage to build this new school, for instance, that was, to me, real rewarding, because that's the best thing that could have happened in this district or any district in the neighborhood. We're very fortunate.
Describe the public's reaction to the closing of Champion School.
That was the toughest decision that I think I've ever faced, because I was in favor of keeping it open and closing a different building. But during the democratic process, the way the system works, the Champion School was closed, and I was literally sick because the school was going to close. And it tore the west end of this district all apart. It tore the district all apart because we knew we were going to have to make budget cuts the year before.
Mm-hmm.
Big ones, $400,000 roughly a year. And the only way we were going to do that was to close the school. But it was a matter of deciding which one. And when it was decided to make it the Champion School, the west end went bonkers, you know. However, because it was a tough decision and it was carried out, and then soon after, knowing the seriousness of our budget, how bad it was going to be with the declining enrollment, which is the basic cause, it was put to the voters if they would build us a new K-8,
mm-hmm.
and it was passed immediately. Mm-hmm. And we still have to make 200 to 300,000 a year cuts because of the declining enrollment.
Mm-hmm.
And that's going to be tough yet.
I was there the last year of Champion, and I remember a lot of kids were discouraged.
Oh,
with closing a Champion. They used to hold up signs saying, let's not close Champion
down. I know, because that was such a good building.
Uh-huh. It was. Yeah. I enjoyed it a lot.
Yeah.
That's why I chose Champion School instead of National Mind or
Yeah.
So, but...
it was such a good building.
Mm-hmm.
But all the buildings, once you realize that all the buildings were built roughly around the same decade, which was many years ago, it is time for them to be closed.
Mm-hmm. You know? And hopefully this new school will help out a lot of...
Oh, it's going to. Oh, it's going to be a plus for us, boys. I'm excited.
Probably a lot better.
Yeah, I'm excited about it. And so are all the other board members, you know.
Wish I could be.
And teachers.
Hey. Oh, I heard it. I talked to a lot of teachers that are really excited for the new school.
Yeah.
Miss Field. And
it's going to be fully loaded, you know. There's going to be everything in it.
Yeah. That'd be great.
Yeah.
What were your plans for the students of the NICE district?
Well, to make sure that they all get a good education. I think we have one of the better school districts in the area. Our scores are continually above the state average, and they're above the national average. The new, I believe it's the new MEAP scores, they're made a lot, or MEAP test is made a lot more difficult now than it used to be.
Mm-hmm.
And as a result, all the scores have been reduced, but they're not going to change. They're going to keep it right there so that you got a goal to shoot to. But we'll do well.
My sister and I have been to a number of schools, and I agree totally with that. We really haven't had any experience on interviews or anything like that, so I do agree that the schools are a lot better than what I've been to. So
yeah.
They are. I like that one. what were girlfriends and dating like when you were young?
When I was young?
That's so far back that it's like.
That one does a couple of years ago.
But I'll tell you what, I got to mention this anyway. When I started school in kindergarten, it was about 1935, mm-hmm. okay, I went to school in a cracker box of a bus. I mean, the seats ran down lengthwise of the bus on each side and then the row down the middle lengthwise of the bus.
Mm.
And there was a literal cracker box. And the bus driver delivered milk on the way to school when we were delivering kids to school. And it was a two-room school in Rolling Mill location, outside of Rolling Mill. And that building is still there today. I believe it is. And there was K through 8 in one room and 9th through 12th in the other room.
Oh.
Yeah, that was amazing. Well, but now, if we go back to the question again, I'll try and answer it because I got off track. What was the question?
What was going
dating. On? Dating. Yeah. Oh, I can't remember. I don't know if I dated. I didn't have a vehicle. I did. I did date.
Were parents like?
My parents, don't forget, I was 11 when my father got killed on a motorcycle.
That's right.
And so then my mother, two, three years later, remarried. But I won't go into that. That wasn't too good.
Mm.
And I didn't have any vehicle, any car, or any means of transportation. I lived 2.5 miles out of Negaunee. And I can remember going to football practice after school and then have to walk home because there was no. And ride in a nice weather in the spring, I had a bicycle. I'd ride to school occasionally. My mother would ride me. That was the mode of transportation. I did date a girl in the last couple of years in high school. She was a cheerleader. And then I went directly to Marine Corps from high school. In fact, 7 days after I graduated, I was in the Marine Corps.
Hmm. That's pretty good.
Yeah.
Did you go to college?
No.
You didn't?
No, I just graduated from high school, and I've taken four or five self-improvement courses at Northern, like a computer and psychology and whatever.
Did you want to go to college?
I had opportunities. When I was in the Marine Corps, I had an opportunity to go to University of Kentucky when Bear Bryant was their head coach, because I played football in the Marine Corps. Mm-hmm. And I was in Hawaii, and I had gotten a letter from Bear Bryant from the University of Kentucky asking if I was interested. I didn't answer the letter. About 2 months later, I got another letter saying that he didn't acknowledge the receipt of my first letter, and if I would come to the University of Kentucky for football, all I had to do was make the freshman team. But I didn't.
Mm.
I didn't. Mm. But I did. What I did wind up doing, though, after my second hitch in the Marine Corps, I signed a contract with Branch Rickey and the Pittsburgh Pirates. And I went to Florida with the Pittsburgh Pirates spring training, but I got bursitis. So that was exciting. That was one of the most exciting parts. You know, my opportunity was there.
What would happen if you got into trouble? How would the school treat that? How would they?
It depends on what kind of trouble it is. We got some pretty strict. We got a policy book that's probably 1.5 to 2 inches thick, and it covers everything the way it should be handled properly.
Mm-hmm.
And some of the things that are the most serious is that automatic expulsion. You don't have much choice if it's a bad violation.
Mm-hmm.
But usually it's usually handled by the administration. The board doesn't want to get involved unless the parent insists the board sits there. The administration is really supposed to do that.
Hmm. How would your parents react, your mom react,
okay,
if you got into trouble at school?
I never did get in trouble. I skipped school one day and I got caught.
You did that just last year, last day of school.
I skipped school one day in Negaunee and I went up on T-Lake Bluff. It was really funny. And not thinking, another friend of mine and I, we thought, well, we take the afternoon off. We went up on T-Lake Bluff, but right in the mechanical training building, shop teacher there that told me he saw us up there on the bluff, and he knew who we were. So I didn't, you know, I didn't get away with anything. I got caught. Of course, I was never in trouble.
What grades were you expected of?
I think just average, just C. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't know. In fact, I flunked typing. I had to take 2 years of typing in my senior year to graduate. Otherwise, I wouldn't have had enough time to graduate. And I did. I managed to sneak by there. But by the way, it goes to show that in the Marine Corps, I followed up on stenography. And I went to 16 weeks of training in San Diego. And I come out of there typing 90 words a minute and taking shorthand at 140, and I became secretary to General Noble during the Korean War. So even though in high school sometimes you don't realize how important those things are, like that 2 years of typing,
mm-hmm.
it was enough to motivate me to do something better maybe in that line rather than carry a rifle and a pack on my back, you know?
Mm-hmm. Were there many dropouts in school, in high school?
I don't recall there being. Of course, like our graduating class, I think had 73. In fact, next year we're having our 50th class reunion.
Oh, are you?
And I'm spearheading that, and I've sent out survey sheets to all the, there's 21 that are passed away already.
Mm-hmm.
So I sent survey sheets out to 53 of them, something like that. And I've got a response from 24, 25 already for next year's 50th graduation class. And that's going to be exciting.
Mm-hmm. Might be.
Yeah.
I can't wait. Mine. When you were in the school board, did you see the school change into something better?
It seems to be improving. Seems to be improving all the time, because there's committees that are formed for school improvement, and always looking to make things a little bit better. Always ways to make things better. I'd like to go back to another question that I asked earlier. I just thought of where I talked about the boys being involved in wrestling. All my daughters, eight of them, they were all, just about every one of them, except for maybe one or two, were all involved in forensics or drama. Every one of them, and that, they learned a lot there. I think we are probably one of the best forensics and drama teams headed by Pauline Rackinen that you can find.
So they all took drama?
Yeah.
I took a drama class. Drama in Washington.
Oh, did you?
In Washington. It was actually pretty fun, but I guess I had to move, so I didn't get to finish anything.
Oh.
So
yeah, well,
I tried my hardest.
Yeah.
I even kept the plays.
That's a lot of fun.
I had so much. I enjoyed it very much. What can you describe what you do on a regular day at work?
Well, I'm retired now.
Yeah.
See, I worked 38 years in the mines. I worked 25 years underground. And 12, 13 years on surface. And I was a shift boss. Out of the 38 years, I was a shift boss probably 30 years. I worked in uranium mines in New Mexico, copper mines in Arizona, and then 27-something years at Cleveland-Cliffs.
Can you tell me one of the toughest things about it?
About the job?
About the job.
it definitely was hard work, especially underground. Mm. That was, you know, when I even think about my life, that I spent 25 years of my life underground, 8 hours a day, a minimum of 5 days a week. That's that's one third. That, you know, that's almost a third of your life in the dark, other than a little light on your head or, you know, a few light bulbs here and there. And it was, in some mines, uranium mines, some of them were real hot and wet. Copper mines, it was up the temperature was wrong, and it was terrible. Sweaty.
What was the toughest thing in the school for?
The toughest part is probably our first year. I think your first year on the board, would be the toughest, because you're trying to comprehend everything that's going on, and you want to help. You want to help. But it takes about almost a good year and a half to come to grips with what's really going on, I think, anyway.
Mm-hmm. Did you work with any of the kids that attended Champion School?
In the mines, or see, when you're talking about work on a school board?
Yeah.
No. The only person now would be like Donna Champion, the teacher. But as far as any kids, there isn't any. See, usually you're a little bit older before you go on the board, especially in our case.
Do you have anything that you want to tell me that I didn't ask?
When I get old enough, I should have said this, I should have said that. But there's so much. All I would do is say that I feel very fortunate that Carol and I have had 15 good kids, well-behaved kids, kids that are never in trouble. And now we're raising, we've got 20, you can shut it off. I can say that I got 20 grandchildren now.
20?
Yeah.
Big family.
Yeah, it is. And I think more than half, about two-thirds of them live in the area, so they'll be going through our school district. I'd like to know how much revenue my family has brought into this district, because you get based on per kid.
Uh-huh.
That'd be sort of interesting. And one of these days, another thing that I would really like to do is go into my kids' record and just look at comparisons to their NEET scores against each other, and look at their IQ scores, just compare them to mine, you know.
Yeah.
Just to make comparisons, because I understand. I just got back from Dearborn. I was down for Michigan Association School Board. And I got a book down there called
What is your advice for the students today?
To take advantage of the good education opportunity they have right now in this district.
That's what you're thinking.
Oh boy, I'll tell you. Because it's there, because I've had a couple of boys maybe that, I had one son, Wayne. This will be interesting. I had one son, Wayne, when he was in the Champion School, he was in eighth grade, and they were all set to move over here into Westwood the following year. We got a call or a note from the teachers or from the principal saying that there's several in that eighth grade that decided they weren't going to do any more schoolwork. Really. They had it in their mind they weren't going to work no more in school because they're going to high school next year. So the wife and I went to school and we talked to the teacher, and we had the teacher send us a report Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. Personally, Wayne, when he came home, and Wayne's grades weren't up to snuff. He didn't leave the farm for a weekend, and it didn't miracles his grades right back up. But you have to nip it in the bud, you know, when somebody gets the idea they don't have to do with things anymore. But there's little things like that that come back after we get talking, you know, sort of humorous.
Is there any other people from Champion that I should know about?
Yes. And it would benefit you more than our interview. Be Mary Jokey.
Mary Jokey.
She's married to my brother.
So it's M-A-R-I-E?
M-A-R-Y. She's married to my brother, and she graduated from Champion School, and she lived in the Champion area all her life.
Should I take her number?
She's a planky. I can give it to you. 339. And I'll be talking to her tomorrow. But I already have spoken to her. I talked to her on the phone 2 days ago and mentioned the pictures.
Uh-huh.
So She was a Planky girl, P-L-A-N-K-E-Y, I think it was.
P-L-A-N.
K-E-Y. Mm-hmm. And they're originally from Champion.
Well, that'd do wonders.
So that would really be a good interview for you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Her father has passed away, and I think her mother is doing okay in a pyrite initially.
Mm-hmm.
But Mary definitely would be a good one. But she's already going to be searching for pictures, but I told her.
But her number is 339.
I think it is. 349. It's 4492. Put 4492. Better chance you get the right part.
Well, that's it. Thank you very much.
Yeah.
Your information will be great.
Well, some of it.